advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. About a dozen new fires started Thursday across Southern California. Most were quickly contained, but strong winds continue this morning.
Southern California is again a powder keg, howling Santa Ana winds and bone-dry conditions, fueling fires big and small.
You can see they're making retardant drops already.
West of L.A. in Ventura County, dirt flying, smoke blasting, firefighters working furiously, stopping forward progress of the Laguna fire, not before a Cal State campus was forced to evacuate.
The governor has approved $2.5 billion in fire relief funds. President Trump expected to visit Los Angeles today to see the damage firsthand. Troops have arrived at the southern border as President Trump cracks down on immigration. Hundreds of migrants have been arrested in cities across the country. But a judge has temporarily blocked Trump's order ending birthright citizenship. The Senate expected to vote on Pete Hegseth's nomination for defense secretary today. This is ABC News. New evidence introduced in the fraud case against the former interpreter for MLB superstar Shohei Ohtani.
Investigators releasing new audio in the fraud case that rocked Major League Baseball.
Who am I speaking with?
Shohei Ohtani.
But they say that's not Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani. It's his interpreter at the time, Ipe Mizuhara.
Will there be any future wires to your friend?
Possibly.
In April last year, Mizuhara was charged with bank fraud, accused of impersonating Ohtani on calls to a bank to steal nearly $17 million from the World Series champion.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. A California couple now taking legal action against JetBlue after a block of ice fell off of one of their aircraft and through the roof of their Englewood home back in January 2024. The suit cites a Federal Aviation Administration investigation that allegedly found the plane had potable water issues dating back 6 months, and the aircraft had been reportedly linked to a similar incident where falling ice damaged a home. Dave Packer, ABC.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams winter sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 17th through the 27th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. U.S. House Republicans want to end birthright citizenship through legislation. At a Thursday press conference, Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany joined colleagues to thank President Trump for setting the table to be able to deal with birthright citizenship, which Tiffany says may not be following the original intent of the Constitution. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy wins unanimous approval from a Senate panel to run the Department of Transportation. During his confirmation hearing last week, Duffy said he'll focus on aviation and highway safety. The full body of the U.S. Senate still needs to vote on Duffy's confirmation. And a new report shows Madison's addressing the housing shortage well. Storage facilities management company Storage Cafe ranked hundreds of U.S. cities with more than 55,000 residents between 2005 to 2023 for housing inventory growth. They found Madison with a Midwest leading increase of 37% over that period.
Get ready to load up on savings this Thursday through Sunday. It's Fleet Farm's first truckload sale of the season. Bags of hardwood fuel pellets are just $4.99. Get 2-pound bags of our own trail mix on sale for $5.99. 25 pounds of black oil sunflower seed are $9.49. And Diamond Crystal Solar Salt Crystals are only $4.99 a bag. Fill the truck box with everything you need at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm's 4-day truckload sale.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between.
So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
My husband and I love an exciting adventure, especially in a stylish SUV. The first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek is meant to be shown off with its all-terrain tires for rocky trails and snowy roads. Its tubular roof rack for hauling gear, and its rugged flair that stands out off-road. Adventure calls in the first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today. Intelligent all-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution. Always secure cargo. Heavy loading of the vehicle with cargo, especially on the roof, will affect the handling and stability of the vehicle.
Shop can't-miss deals going on now during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. For a limited time, get a free adjustable stand when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch miter saw. That's a $229 value. Plus, save $680 on a Midea 4-piece kitchen appliance suite. Now just $1,796. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 113 through 124. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. While supplies last, see store or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of a snow shower this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy. Highs near 20. It'll be breezy, keeping wind chills below zero. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 17. Windy for Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 28. Breezy Saturday night with a low around 7. Sunday, sunshine, 27. Back to the mid-30s, but still breezy on Monday. Currently 2 below zero.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A high roller, even when the chips are down. To win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's 10 the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. I bet it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I've been to the table and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's the only game I know to play, it doesn't matter anyway. I did it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I did it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line.
But I never thought that I could ever say it good enough to win your love. You'll probably think I'm foolish, you'll probably tell me so,
I'll open up my heart, and then you're probably gonna tell me no. But here I go. I wanna give you all I got inside. I wanna love you for the rest of my life. There I've done it, and there I've said it. There you have it, I don't regret it. I'll give you my love in a minute. If you want it, come and get it. There I've done it, there I've said it. There you have it. This is confidential, I've never told a soul. Every time I see you, I feel my heart begin to lose control. And all I know is that I'm feeling something I've never felt. I wanna be with you and nobody else. There I've done it, and there I've said it. There you have it, I don't regret it. I'll give you my love in a minute. If you want it, come and get it. There I've done it, there I've said it. There you have it.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do. Mm-hmm. One time I spent a week inside a little country jail, and I don't guess I'll ever live it down. I was sitting at a red light when these two men came and got me and said that I was speeding through their town. Well, they said, tomorrow morning you can see the judge, then go. They let me call one person on the phone. I thought I'd be there overnight, so I just called my boss to tell him I'd be off, but not for long. Well, they motioned me inside a cell with seven other guys, one little barred up window in the rear. My cellmate said if they had let me bring some money in, we ought to send the jailer for some beer. Well, I had to pay him double cause he was the man in charge, and the jailer's job was not the best in town. Later on, his wife brought hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. The first day I was there, I turned it down. Well, next morning, they just let us sleep, but I was up real early, wondering when I'd get my release. Later on, we got more hot bologna, eggs, and gravy, and by now, I wasn't quite so hard to please. 2 days later, when I thought that I had been forgotten, sheriff came in chewing on a straw. He said, where is the guy who thinks that this is Indianapolis? I'd like to talk to him about the law. Well, I told him who I was and told him I was working steady and I really should be getting on my way. That part about me being who I was did not impress him. He said, the judge will be here any day. The jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful. But she brought that hot bologna every day. And after 7 days, she got to looking so much better. I asked her if she'd like to run away. Well, next morning, that old judge took every nickel that I had. And he said, son, let this teach you not to race. The jailer's wife was smiling from the window as I left. In 30 minutes, I was out of state.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Tom T. Holland, a week in a country jail here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures single digits below zero across the region. It's going to warm up this weekend and into next week. Our ag weather forecast is this hour. We'll also have our newsmaker segment talking with the new president of the Dairy Business Association. We'll have that coming up later on this hour. Hey, in a few weeks, we'll be in Wisconsin Dells for the Corn Soy Expo. That is happening at the Kalahari Resort, February 6th and 7th, and we'll be there both days. And if you'd like more information, just visit cornsoyexpo.com. That's cornsoyexpo.com for more information on the Corn Soybean Expo. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at hydroxy trace minerals in the feeding program. This research was presented by Dr. Jose Santos from the University of Florida. Traditionally, Bill, we had looked at sulfates and oxides as sources for these trace minerals. And the problem is that the work out of Ohio State indicates that it will reduce fiber digestibility in the rumen, especially the sulfates. And we know if the copper is available, we also know that it's used in foot baths. And why do we put it in foot baths? Because the copper kills organisms that can lead to foot disorders in dairy cattle. The organic trace minerals and hydroxies, one of them form very strong bonds. And as a result, they are very stable in the rumen, and therefore they do not release the copper or the zinc or whatever the cation is going to be out here in the program. And they are soluble at lower pHs, which allow them to be absorbed across and get into the digestive tract or into the bloodstream. And so there was a meta-analysis conducted by Michigan State University, and there was 12 different comparisons in this meta-analysis. And the results were about 1.51% increase in nutri-detergent fiber digestibility, which means that there's more fiber digestion going on, better utilization of the forages. And that led into about 0.7 pounds more milk in these 12 different studies. There was no differences in dry matter intake. So the University of Florida decided to do a very more intensive study here. They used 141 cows, and they were 28 days prepartum to 105 days postpartum. And the levels they were feeding were, depending on if it was the hydroxy form or traditional forms, 65 parts per million zinc, 6 parts per million copper, and 65 parts per million in the feeding program here. They've monitored milk production. They took liver biopsies at 10 and 50 days after calving, and they also monitored disease and reproductive performance, although with a limited number of cows, they were very difficult to pick up some of those. Results, very interesting. There was no difference in dry matter intake, which we were not expecting. Close-up heifers were consuming about 26 pounds of dry matter, and the older cows, 33 pounds of dry matter in the close-up diet. There was no differences in energy balance in these cows, as evident by no changes in non-esteric fatty acids, which would reflect fat mobilization as well. What is interesting, Bill, is that the colostrum was up about 4 pounds in those cows that were fed the hydroxy form of the trace mineral. They also analyzed the milk fat here, and they saw higher levels of short-chain fatty acids that are 16 carbon and less, and that would reflect the greater digestibility of NDF here in the feeding program. There's no differences in milk urea, nitrogen, or total milk yield. They did see some improvement in lowering and retained placenta. That may be due to less morbidity in the uterine due to uterine tracts. And as a result, they had about 42% improvement in reproductive performance. There's no difference in progesterone levels, which we weren't anticipating as well. And we had about 13% more pregnancies by 305 days after the initiation of the lactation. So certainly, and by the way, the impact, there was a greater impact on the multipares, which means older cows, compared to the first lactation cows. So the take-home message here is that organic trace minerals in hydroxy can be a very useful change to improve fiber digestibility and dynamics in the rumen, and can have an improvement here in a colostrum yield and fertility. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Two important considerations for cattle producers as they protect their livestock from impacts of Arctic cold and other adverse winter weather effects: water and plenty of it. According to North Dakota State University Extension's Carl Hoppe,
frozen waters really do have a big effect on cattle performance, because once the water freezes and they quit drinking, they quit eating at the same time. So adequate water is paramount.
Whether it's manual chopping of ice in water troughs to give cattle H2O access, or
heater element either below the water bowl or actually an element that's in the water bowl that turns on and off based on the temperature of the water to help keep your water from freezing up. There might be propane or coal-fired type things or wood-fired type burners that can be submerged in larger tanks to try to keep the water from freezing up.
Just as important, feed, especially that with greater energy content for animals to combat Arctic weather conditions. And if needed, high energy supplements such as grain or byproducts in the event of extended cold temperatures. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Taking chances.
Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you do. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Travis Tritt, take it easy here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. One below in downtown Durant. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the February contract is traded overnight, up 9 cents to 1924, March at 1902, April 1901, May 1908. Cheese markets were higher yesterday. Barrels up 1 to 182. 40-pound blocks up 4.5 to 182. 2 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1 to 250, 1.25. 4 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 135 and a quarter. No trades. Dry whey also steady at 70 even and no trades on the day. Well, the cattle contracts continued to rally through Thursday's end, but the lean hog contracts weren't as lucky. Still, no sizable cash sales have developed in the cash cattle market, so Friday's market will be busy today, as not only will market participants need to be looking for sales to develop, but they'll also be watching to see what the cattle on feed report does as well. Look for both hogs and cattle to be mixed today. February live cattle opens the day at 201.10, April 200.72, June 195.70. January feeder cattle open at 277.07, March 274.07, April 272.45. February hogs open at 82.12, April at 87.20, May at 92 even. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, another down day. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower as the grain markets are moving lower after a stronger rebound from yesterday. It's pretty much going to be an up and down type of market here as the traders taking those profits after the big jump yesterday. The trade still grappling. How bad are the tariffs going to be? How will that affect U.S. exports? What's the South American weather look like and how will that affect the Brazilian harvest? And so there's still a lot of uncertainty in that, hence the choppy type of a trade in the grains. March and May corn this morning, both down 5.25. March at 484.5, May 494. July down 4.5 to 496.25. New crop down 2.5 to 461.75. March beans down 13 to 1052.5. May down 12.5 to 1065.25. July down 11.75 to 1076.75. New crop down 8.5 to 1044.75. March soybean meal down 8.10 this morning to 307.20. March soybean oil down 43 cents to 44.61. Chicago wheat, March and May both down 6. March at 548, May 561.75. Minneapolis wheat, March down 6 to 598.5. May down 6.75 to 608.25. Energy markets this morning, March crude oil up 41 cents to 75.03. April up 29 cents to 74.31. Meanwhile, February and March gas are steady. February at 206, March at 209. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash, February and March corn all at 440, new crop 404, cash and February beans 981, March 986, new crop 963. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash February and March corn 449.75, new crop at 414.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and February corn 457, March 461, new crop 415. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 434, new crop 414, cash beans 985, new crop 978. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 442, new crop 414, cash beans 980, new crop at 963. At Red Wing Grains, March corn 462, April 469, May 471, new crop 425, cash beans at 1030, April 1038, May 1041, and new crop 995. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 437, February 437, new crop 406, cash beans at 989, February 989, new crop at 981. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 193 to 217, Holstein fed cattle 170 to 186, market cows 95 to 133, bulls 134 to 162, calves 350 to 980, beef steers 279 to 440, Holstein steers 160 to 392. Sheep markets, market lambs 215 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 91 and down, rams 175 and down. Goat markets, does 240 and down, bucks 145 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 200 to 212, finished beef heifers 200 to 211, finished dairy steers 175 to 186.50, market cows 95 to 119, market bulls 120 to 175. Meanwhile, hog markets, market hogs at 54 to 81, light sows 55 to 59, heavy sows 55 to 56, and boars 26 to 27.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textblind.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelthy can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelthy can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelthy can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications. All 100% online with Zelthy and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelthy. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I know you've heard that worn-out line about love at first sight. Well, I never knew those words were true till you walked in tonight. All it took was just one look knocking me off of my feet. Not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance, honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you?
baby tonight.
Sky, sworn that he was gonna get things in order. He'd send for her when he left her behind. It never crossed her. Said I don't know where I'm going next, but when I do, I'll let you know. May, June, July. She wonders why she's still waiting. She'll keep waiting, 'cause there is no Arizona, no painted desert, no Sedona. If there was a promised her a new and better life out in Arizona.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Life's rolling wheels and shifting gears round that Jersey turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the limit in his rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son. Just where did you come from? I said, where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, Fly south to Detroit City, pulled in this country kitchen. Try their brand of barbecue, the sign said finger licking. Well, I paid the tab and the lady asked me how'd I like my biscuit. I'll be honest with you, ma'am, it ain't like mama fixed it. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from. I was chasing sun on 101 somewhere around Ventura. I lost a universal joint and I had to use my finger. This tall lady stopped and asked if I had plans for dinner. Said, no thanks, ma'am, back home we like the girls that sing soprano. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from. Well, I was heading home on 65 somewhere around Kentucky. And the CB rang, the bobtail rig, it's rolling on like thunder. Well, I answered him and he asked me, aren't you from out in Tulsa? No, but you might have seen me there, just dropped a load of salsa. Where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, yes, cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of back porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, where I come from, yeah, where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting, staring up at heaven. Where I come from, where I come from, trying to make a living.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Joining us this morning, Greg Siegenthaler. He is the brand new president of the Dairy Business Association and had a chance to talk with Greg during the 10th Annual Dairy Strong Conference. Thank you to our sponsors, including Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Synergy Co-op, Amplify Health Mondovi, Compeer Financial, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Anabas Silo, and Elsevia Co-op. Greg, well, first, congratulations. Tell us a little bit about yourself for those not familiar.
Thank you. Grew up as a dairy farm kid in southwestern Wisconsin, specifically Lafayette County. Went to college at University of Wisconsin-Platteville and started working for Grandi Cheese Company about 35 years ago. So various different roles and capacities within the organization, but currently an executive at Grandi.
And I guess what made you decide to take that next step here with DBA?
Yeah, I think I've been a part of DBA since its beginning. You know, most of the time just sitting in the audience, taking in all the intel as to how the industry's changing, and joined the board 7 years ago. So as I became more, you know, encompassed in board decisions, I really wanted to be a part of charting that new path, you know, building roads where there haven't been roads before, and that's what I really appreciate about DBA. They're willing to take on those challenges.
Talking with Greg Siegenthaler. He is the new president of the Dairy Business Association. Well, boy, you come in at a time as president with, oh my word, we got all kinds of stuff happening. And here at Dairy Strong, of course, the federal milk market order referendum was approved. DBA's reaction to that?
Yeah, it's positive. You know, I think from a processor perspective, we have clear line of sight on what the rules are moving forward, the expectations of us in terms of fair pay to producers, and we're completely supportive of that. And I think it also gives producers clear line of sight as well, right? Certainty under minimum payments, payment terms, all benefits to both sides. And it also got an upgrade, right? And it, as mentioned, it hadn't been updated since 2008, so those were all positive moves.
I know, Greg, when I talked with Dana Cole from Ag Marketing Service, she had mentioned, you know, somewhere down the road, potentially, if it happens in the farm bill, to have mandatory reporting for costs for production, mm-hmm. to kind of get that. So now we really know, because we're kind of guessing in a way. Yeah. Is that something that should be done?
Yeah, I think it should, right? If we're going to rely on the federal order system as the appropriate pay structure to producers, there needs to be just more timely updates to manufacturing costs, and that's one way to do it.
Talking with Greg Siegenthaler. He is the president of the Dairy Business Association. Obviously, when we talked on Thursday of the Dairy Strong Conference, it was before the inauguration. When this airs, it's going to be after the inauguration. So that first 100 days, that's what I've been hearing. This first 100 days is going to kind of be potentially for markets and the industry. Could be like I said to Mike North at Ever.Egg, could be like we're on a roller coaster at Six Flags here. It's going to be a lot of stuff happening.
Lots of stuff happening. You know, I think we just need to be patient, right? Time will tell. We don't know how much is political posturing and how much is real. But I think in the end, you know, it's obvious that the dairy industry is strong. You know, we continue to prosper with exports. And there might be some bumps in the road, but I don't see a long-term slowdown.
I know one of the big concerns in DBA's, you know, a lot of issues that DBA is working on will be the immigration issue, because especially for Wisconsin and the upper Midwest, we need the workers. And if we can't get them, we got a problem here, Houston.
Yeah, no, very true, right? Critically important, I think, back to business sustainability, right, for both. It starts with milking the cows. And, you know, we need that labor. So that's going to be a top priority for DBA in the coming year.
What are some of the other priorities you would like to kind of work on in the upcoming year?
I think environmental is another big one, right? I mean, a lot of good work being done cross-functionally with EDGE and the Farmers Sustainable Food Group. So we're seeing through the USDA Climate Smart Project some traction that's uniting processor to producer in some of that reporting structure. So I think that momentum is going to continue.
Well, congratulations again. I hope you're strapped into your seat and ready to go.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Greg Siegenthaler, he is the new president of the Dairy Business Association. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Temperatures return to late January normals, with slightly above normal by early next week in our ag weather forecast. Now, on Saturday and Sunday, while highs show a milder day, that could be deceiving as another weak wave moves through, and we'll shift our winds out of the northwest by the evening. We could have northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting up to 30. That could bring in a quick shot of cold air and gusty winds as well. But then things begin to warm back up for the work week. Forecast for today, mostly sunny early, then becoming cloudy by the afternoon. Could see a chance of snow late in the afternoon, highs low 20s. South winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Snow chance at 50%. Tonight, cloudy, 50% chance of snow in the evening, lows near 19. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a slight chance of flurries in the afternoon, highs in the upper 20s. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs upper 20s, west winds at 5 to 15. For Monday, partly sunny, warmer, highs upper 30s. Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-30s. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs upper 20s. And for Thursday, mostly sunny, highs upper 20s. Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Don't plant your tomatoes in the same place this year. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Rotating vegetable crops can help prevent disease from being carried over from one year to the next as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
As you're sketching out your veggie garden plans for this year, be sure not to plant the same vegetables in the same location as last year. Vegetable crops are affected by a large number of diseases, and if you don't rotate them, you're risking a buildup of disease. Tim Coulong is a horticulture professor at the University of Georgia. He says it's also a good idea to avoid planting closely related crops in the same area, since diseases can be shared among them.
Most people like to grow tomatoes at home. And so within the solanaceous family, you have tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, and potatoes. So definitely not following those crops with, you know, one of the same is important. Then the other probably most popular crop group would be your cucurbits, your squashes, your melons.
For crop rotation to be most effective, don't plant an area with vegetables from the same plant family more than every 3 to 4 years. This is tough if you have a small garden, but perhaps you could leave one side fallow or have raised beds. Cover crops would add nutrients, build the soil, and prevent erosion. Better yet, try growing and eating something entirely new. Coulong says there is another option.
One of the things that can work pretty well in a home garden is that corn does not share a lot of diseases with some of these other crops. Most grass crops are pretty good for rotation. So having some sweet corn that you could incorporate into your mix in your garden would be very helpful from a disease standpoint.
Keep it all straight with a garden log or map as a reminder of where your veggies are planted each year. Learn more about vegetable crop rotation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump has ordered an initial wave of 1,500 active-duty military personnel to the U.S.-Mexico border as part of his crackdown on illegal immigration, the first of those troops arriving today.